Okay, to my side. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Gimel. We're starting at the Mishnah. It's about a quarter down the Amud. We're leaving the sugya that we've been learning until now of Bal Tolin. We're starting a new inyan. And the inyan is if a person extended a loan to a borrower, a loive, the maturity date has come and gone, and the loive unfortunately has not paid. Hard to fathom. But these things happen in life. And at this point, the Malva wants payment, and the Bezel will typically give him at least an extension so that the Loive can hopefully get together his resources to be able to go and pay off. Usually it's a 30-day period, as we'll see towards the end of the Mishnah. Now, during that interim time, the Malva would like to have something tangible, what we call a mashkin, to be able to go and grab his hands, not to be able to go and liquidate on the spot. That would be payment. Talk about a mashkin. Okay, so there's certain limitations when it comes to a mashkin. And again, we're not talking about a mashkin at the outset of the loan. At the outset of the loan, you can go agree to anything as a mashkin. You can go and ask the person can give you some mashkin, his watch, his table, his chairs, his sweater, his Kalman Klein belt, whatever, it makes no difference. You can go and give for a mashkin. We're talking about the Achra Maisa. We're now maturity date, and he wants to have a mashkin. So the Torah says, the Malva claps on the door, and he would like to go and get a mashkin from the Loiva. So the Pasuk uses the expression, Bachutz Tamoid. You got to stand outside. For Isha Sher Ata Noisha Boy, and the loive, the one that you are trying to get paid from, he's going to go and bring the avoit. Avoit means the mashkin outside. Now, exactly who's the one that goes in to bring the mashkin? Clearly, the malva has to stand outside. The boy is clearly referring to the loive. He'll take out the avoit. We're going to have a discussion in our Mishnah and in the Gemara. What about a shliach bezdin? Meaning, a person cannot go and take things into his own hands. He has to go and call the rabbis of the bezdin and say, the loiva hasn't paid me. And then the bezdin will try to enforce the terms of the loan. They'll appoint a shliach, and that shliach will hopefully be able to go and get the mashkin. Can he go into the home to fetch the mashkin, or is it only the loiva? We're going to have a discussion about that shortly. There are also limitations on what you can go and take for a mashkin. The Pasuk says, Lo yachbol rechaim varochet, ki nefesh uchoyvel. You can't go and take away items that he needs absolutely for purposes of preparing food. If you took away from him all of his pots and all of his pans, then he wouldn't be able to live. He wouldn't be able to exist. He doesn't have enough money to go and buy takeout three times a day. And so therefore, if you're going to take away his pots and pans and other things that he uses for preparing food, it will be tzuris. So you can't take those things. There's also a separate din of leisachbol beged almana. Now that they're going to take away from an almana certain basic clothing, she has to have certain clothing. Actually, we're going to talk much more about this today and tomorrow, etc. So into the Mishnah. Malve chavera lo yimashchenenu ele bebezin. A person who is a malve, he lent money, it's now maturity date, he wants to get paid, he wants a mashkin. He cannot go and do self-help remedies and grab something or go into the other person's house. It's got to be done under the auspices of Bezdin. Rashi adds, not only is there a din of b'chutz tamoid that the malva cannot go into his house, but the malva also cannot grab something from him, meaning the malva sees the loiva walking down the street and he's wearing a nice Kalman Klein watch or Cartier or the other fancy schmancy names, and he grabs it. Can he do that? I'm not going to go into his house, but I want to have a mashkin. I'm going to give it back to him if he pays me, but in the meantime I'll have a mashkin. He says Rashi, mashkinenu means afilu b'shuk ela b'bezin. You cannot go and do anything on your own, Mr. Malva. Everything has to be done with the permission under the auspices of Bezdin. Vleikonis lebeis alito mashkoina. You can't go into the guy's house, Shemar. The pasuk that we quoted, Bachutz Tamoid. Hoyu lo yishrei kelim. what happens if the choiv lemoshel was, just to throw out a number, $100, and the loive had to his name two kelim, each one was worth $50. 2 times 50 is 100. Hoyelo shnei kelim, and the two kelim, says Rashi, those are both keneged achoiv. In other words, 50 plus 50 equals the loan outstanding of 100. Noitel echad umeiniach echad. If the oni, the loive, needs one of those two at any given time period, then you have to allow him to use it during that time period, even though you're taking it as a mashkin. So what do you mean? So what Rashi learns is that the Mishnah now gives an example like Ketzad. Machzer esakar balayla v'sachamareisha bayad. This person, Nebuch, is so poor, this loive, that he only has one kar. Kar would mean a cushion, a pillow, or whatever. Machreisha is a plow. He needs the cushion at night to be able to sleep. He needs a plow during the day to plow his field. So you can initially agree under the Bezdin's auspices that you're taking now two mashkoinos, the kar and the machreisha. However, because of the fact that at any given time the loiv is going to need one of the two, at night he's going to need the kar, during the day he's going to need the machreisha. So that's the noitel echad meiniach echad. He does somewhat of a rotation. The lashon of our mishnah is meiniach. Rashi is greatest machzer echad. So yes, initially he takes two. However, since he's going to say, "Mister, I got to go to sleep tonight. I need a cushion," give him that. In the morning, he doesn't need the cushion anymore. He has to go out to work. Take back the car and give him the machresha. So that's the constant rotation. How long is this going to be ongoing? We'll see in a moment. But your Mister Chorecha, but yeah, the mace. What happens if Chas V'Shalom the loiva passes away? Ain't a machzel yorshim. At this point, there's no din that the maluva has to go and return to the yorshim and give them an opportunity to pay and give them an extension of time. No. At this point, if the loiva paid, he can go and keep it for himself. How do I know that? Says Rashi, because it says in the pasuk, "Vashivoyis loy." What's the lashon in the pasuk? Hashiv toshiv loy eso havoit bevoy hashemesh v'shocha b'salmosei uverachecha l'chati et tzedaka lefnei Hashem ulekecha. So the Lashon HaPasuk is hashiv toshiv loy eso havoit. You have to return it loy. Loy means to the original owner and not to the yarshim. Therefore, Nebuch, the original owner, passed away. Then you can keep both of those collateral that you took. Mashkoinis. This whole business of rotation, giving him a car, giving him a machresha, car, machresha, car, machresha, this only is for 30 days. After 30 days are over, shloishim yom lahalon, moichrim a bezin, he submits the two mashkoinis to bezin. Bezin sells the car, machresha, for whatever you can get. That will go to the malva. We're going to have more discussion about that in the Gemara. What does the Tanakhama hold? We'll see shortly. Zok Gemara. Omer Shmuel. Shliach Bezdin Menateach Netuchi En Av Mashkoini Loi. What Shmuel does is he puts a further restriction on the Malva's ability to be able to go and collect a Mashkin. Because even though our Mishnah says Loish Mashkinenu El Bezdin, which means the Bezin will enforce, will take care of it, make sure to get him a mashkin, says Shmuel, even the Shlich Bezin does not have a right to enter into the house. He can only be menateach netuchi. Normally the word menateach netuchi would mean to go and cut up pieces. Benitach uysol in tzocheha lo yavdil. You have the gabe, the oyla sa'oif, or chata sa'oif, that you're going to be menateach. You're cutting it into slices. Here, I believe that the girsa properly should be with a kuf, not with a ches. It should be menatik natuki. In fact, Rashi also uses that lashon at the end of the Rashi. If you look at Rashi right after the Mishnah, af hu ein rishali konis lebeisai. Not only does the malvin not have a right to go in, but even the shliach bezin cannot. He can knock on the door, but he cannot go in the mashkenai. Ela re'eu b'shuk. What can the Shliach Bezin do if and when he sees the loive outside and the loive has not turned over a mashkin? Then he, the Shliach Bez can go and grab Re'eh B'Shuk U'menatek Dover She'oiches B'yod V'menem. He's holding on to a satchel, brand new briefcase. Briefcase says on it, Kalman Klein, big Oisius Gedoilois. Normally, if it didn't have that name on it, it would only be worth $50, but with a fancy schmancy designer name, Kalman Klein, you can go and get for that $1,000. Oh, sees Menateyak Matuke, he can go and grab that, and he can use that as the mashke. So, what Shmuel now has added to what we just said is that after the Bezin appoints a Shliach, the Shliach Bezin cannot go into the other guy's house. Okay, so now if you have a recalcitrant Loiva who's being very, very difficult, what he'll say is, since they can't come into my house, the Pasuk certainly authorizes me, I have no intention of going achutza. I'm not going to give them any mashkin, since the Malva can't come in. And since, according to Shmuel, the Shliach Bezin can't come in, I'm on easy street. Says Shmuel, you have an Eitzah. The Eitzah is when he does come out into the Rishus Rabbim, our good friend the Loiva, the Shliach Bezin can go and grab from him his wallet, his watch, his satchel, whatever, as a mashkin. Continuing the Gemara, Av Mashkuni Loi, Rashi says that the Mashkuni in our connection means going into the person's house. That you're not allowed to do. Grab from the outside, yes. Inside the house, no. Frankly, more about Tanan. Let's see from our Mishnah. Hamal v'schaber li mashkenenu ele bebezdin. You yourself, the malve, hamal v'schaber li mashkenenu. Don't grab any collateral, but rather it's got to be under the auspices of a bezdin. Now you just told me the word yimashkenenu means to go into the person's house. If that's the case, machlal du bezdin mashkenen. Say it's chosen the bezdin itself is authorized to authorize a shliach bezdin to enforce the mashkin rules, and he is able to go into the loiva's house. Not like Shmuel. Omli Shmuel, eimo lo yinat chenu el bebezin. You got to make a small emendation to the Mishnah. Not lo yimashchenenu, but lo yinat chenu el bebezin. Even to be able to go and grab, to be menatek, to grab somebody else's belongings in the Rishus Rabbim, in the Shuk, it's got to be done under the auspices with the approval of the Bezin. Which means that the Shliach Bezin will be able to do the Nituach, not in the house, but outside. Hokanami Mistabra. And that's probably the Pshat Seshemur. Tiktoni Sefer. Let's continue the Sefer. What does it say right to the Mishnah? Don't go into the other guy's house to go and take the mashkin money. Who are we referring to? Eloima Balchoiv. Do we mean the Balchoiv? In other words, the Malve. Mereisha Shemamina. In the Reisha already said, you, Malve, have to sit on your hands and let the authorities do the work for you. You're not allowed to do it yourself. So, of course, so why does the Mishnah have to repeat that? Oh, that's what the Mishnah is saying is. Hamal v'schaber, going back to the beginning of the Mishnah. Hamal v'schaber loy yinatchenu el bevesen. Like Shmuel is learning. The malva cannot go into the other guy's house, and he cannot even go and do a nituk, a grab, outside the person's house. The only one that can do that is the Shliach Bezin. Because even the Shliach Bezin, he can't the base alita mashkoinai. He's not allowed to go inside the house. He's got to stay outside and wait either till the loiva brings something out, hachutza, or he, the Shliach Bezin, can go and grab an item from him as a mashkin. Is the choira, Shmuel is right. The Loshen HaMishra seems to support Shmuel. So otherwise, what do we need the sefer for? So Kimar now, imishem halay area. I mean, you could learn pshat in the Mishnah that way, but you don't say that it's mistavra. Not that the Mishnah must be learned like that. Why? Because hachikomar. The Bach changes the gears slightly. It's instead of hachikomar, he says chsuri mechsra v'hachiktani. Rather, the way you can learn the Mishnah so that it makes total sense, and it will not necessarily support Shmuel's teaching. Start the Mishnah again. Amal v'schaber li mashkenenu el bebezin. You don't have to change yinat chenu lo yimashkenenu. The malva cannot go into the other person's house. V'chlal du bezin mamashkenen. But the Shliach Bezin could go into the other guy's house. In other words, not like Shmuel. You could learn Shlich Bezin can go into the other guy's house. Now, but it doesn't it say in the Sefer, Lo Yikonis Lebeisoi, continues now the Mishnah, Ubal Choyiv Afilin Tuchin Amiloi, and a Bal Choyiv doesn't have a right to go and even be menatek the item outside in the street. Zero. You Malva cannot do anything on your own. What's the reason why? It's at Ikra, then you could. Because we could stand. Fine, I'll stand outside. I'll wait till the Loiva brings something out, or I'll grab something when the Loiva is outside. Why can he not do it? Midrabanan. It's a Shaloi. Shama Yikonis Lebeisei Lito Mashkoinai. You're going to allow the Malva to stand around the other guy's house. So that as soon as the Loiva comes out, the Malva will eye whatever item he thinks has value, and he's going to grab his wallet. He's going to grab his watch. He's going to grab his satchel. Whatever. What's the next step? What happens if the Loiva comes out and he's wearing virtually nothing, and he's carrying virtually nothing? Whilst the door is open, the Malva may decide to, Shalom Aleichem, welcome. He might decide to run into the house and grab something. With a kavod gadol b'shvilenu. Okay. So, shlana b'yachad. Okay. So therefore, so don't let him even be menatek, because chamoyri, he's going to go into the other guy's house by mistake, by accident. He's going to go and take a mashka. Okay, so all the Gemara's concluded is that we don't have a raya muchachas to Shmuel from our Mishnah. You could learn like Shmuel, or you can learn not like Shmuel. What is like Shmuel and not like Shmuel? What is the authority and ability of the Shliach Bezin? Does he have only authority to be menatic from the outside? Or does he have a right to enter into the premises of the Loive to take out a mashke?
What's the reason to inhibit him? If Hefker Bezin Hefker allows Bezin to assign people's property from Ruvei to Shimon, from the Loive to the Malva? Right.
Good question. So we're going to see in a moment that the limud of Shmuel is not just based on a drabanan, but it's based on the pasuk in the Torah. We'll get to it shortly. Masir Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks now again on Shmuel. We ask a series of kashas on Shmuel. It says in the pasuk, "Le'yachbol rechayim v'rochev." Why? Ki nefesh hu choyvel. Le'yachbol means to go and take a mashkin. Rashi defines the word chavila here. Le'yachbol. He is there. Rashi lo'im bal choyv. Mashu shenem v'chutz tamoy. No Rashi here. It's on the opposite page. Okay,
I'm
going to
do it. It's after
you have a Rashi? Yeah, you're right. After the Rashi,
it doesn't have bold. It's not bold.
It's not in bold font. It's in soft font, not in bold font. Rashi says, Chavila, mitoy chabayis mashu. Rechaim v'rochem, begoy beis eshchichi. A person doesn't walk around with his Rechaim v'rochem. Rechaim v'rochem is a mill that the people used to go and use to go and grind, for instance, their wheat into flour, and take the flour and then bake it into a cake, a bread, a challah, a matzah, etc. So if you go into somebody's house and you see that he has a yachbol, a rechaim v'rochem, don't even think of taking that from him, chas v'shalom, because he needs that. And the pasuk only refers to rechaim v'rochem, but the Gemara darshins, ki nefesh hu choyvel, if you take a mashkin of his rechaim v'rochem, anything like a rechaim v'rochem that you need, that a person needs for cooking, for baking, for his essential food items, that's also included because kenefesh u'chayva. That's what the nefesh u'chayva comes to add. Okay, so getting back now to the drasha, the Yahweh rechaim v'rochem says now Rav Yosef, I can be medayik hadvorim achirim chavol. Sachmasha from the pasuk. Those are the only items, the items that cause the preparation of food. Those you're not allowed to touch, but anything else you can touch. Now, who are we referring to? Or there's another pasuk as well. Leisach will beg it on money. You're not allowed to go and take the beg it on money. I think more is going to discuss in Mir Shem Lichab Shimon, what this episode on money. Okay. Itzach Masha Shalachim Tachbal. But if it's not on money, it's a man, not a lady. Or even if it's a lady, if it's not on money, it's a married lady or whatever, then you wouldn't be able to go and take a beged as a mashkin. Frekti Mamban, who's allowed to do the taking of the Devarim Acherim or the Beged Shel Acherim? Inayim Abal Choyv, meaning the Malva, he's allowed to come into the Loiva's house and take out anything he wants, but not the Rechaim Verochev, not the Beged Almana. Hoksim, didn't you just say, Loisovil Beis Elavet Avoytoy? He's not allowed to go into the house to take anything. Elav, L'choyre Mushduch Zayin, that when the Pasuk says, L'yach V'Rechaim V'Rochev, it's Uma Nishliyach Bezdin. The Shliach Bezdin is not allowed to go in to take a Rechaim V'Rochev. The Shliach Bezdin is not allowed to go in to go and take a Beged Almana, but anything else he could take. It's a Shver on Shmuel, and Shmuel says, he's not allowed to even go over the threshold into the other, into the Loivis house. Chere Shtarka Kasha from the Pasuk. Is Tigam Rapapa Breed of Nachman Kami Dar of Yosef? V'yami L'Rapapa Breed of Yosef Kami Dar of Yosef? La'oila Mibal Chayit. We're talking about the Malve. The Malve just said he's not allowed to go into the house. True. V'laver Ola Mishnei Lavin. What the Torah is telling us is, you Malve B'chutz Tamay. You're not allowed to go in. What's the Lashon the Pasi B'chutz Tamay V'isha Sher Atanu Yishe B'yoytzi Lecha? The Loiva has to take it out. Not you. If you go in, you're violating this first pasuk of B'chutz Tamoid V'ish. If, in addition to that, when you go into the other person's house, you take out a Rechaim V'rochet or a Beged Almana, you'll be over on a second lav. But the pasuk is not talking about the din of a Shliach Bezdin. It's not referring to that. Just referring to the Malv itself. It's always a Doichet. The Gemara always tells us, you only give the teretz of lav el b'shnei lavin if I really have no other eitzes. I have no other eitzes according to Shmuel. This is a bomber kasha, not from a rice or a mission, from a posik. A posik says you're allowed to take everything except for Rechaim Barachel. Who's allowed to take everything? We're not referring to the loiva. If the loiva wants to give away his Rechaim Barachel, you know, that's his choice. So it must be the malva. The malva is not allowed to go into the house anyway. Chutz ta'amoy. So it must be too much shliach bezin. Have no brayer, says Shmuel. No. Talking about the Malva. Malva, if you go over the threshold to take any of his items, if you take any item, one lot. You go and take the Rechaim Barachem, you got two lot.
So it's two sets of Malkas.
Two sets of Malkas. Right, exactly right. Talking about Abayit and Toshima, Mimash, Shanema, Bechutz Tamoit. Ein Yodea, Shaisha, Shaata, Noisha, Boy, Yoitze, Lechas, Aboy, Rechutza. Elamah, Tal, Maloy, Mervoa, Ish. The Rabbi Shliach Bezdin. Now, what does that mean? The Gemara is bothered by, it would have been sufficient to go and say in the Pasuk, B'chutz Tamoid, V'asher Loi. What's the Lashon in the Pasuk? It said, V'ish Asher Atanoi Shibai. V'ish Asher Loi HaChefetz, or whatever. Asher Atanoi Shibai. You don't even say, no, just V'zeh Asher Atanoi Shibai. Yoyitzi Elechaz Havoy Nachutza. What do we need the word V'ho'ish for? So that's going to be now, if you will, a hot potato. How do we understand the word voish? Again, since you, the malva, now let it go inside, then of course, who is going to go and bring out and avoid if there is a right to receive a mashkin? It's got to be the loiva. Who else could it be? El matam loy voish. The rabbi shliach bezdin. Ah, that what? That not only can the loiva take items out of his house, but also the Shliach Bezdin. And how are you going to go and look, read the Pasuk? Says Rashi, you're going to read the Pasuk. You, Mr. Malva, stay outside. However, the Shliach Bezdin, and the Loiva, those are the individuals that can go inside and bring out the Avait, but not you, Malva. If, yes?
The reading of the verse, it's hard to extract.
No question. Look at the last Rashi. My love, the Rabbi Shliach Bezdin. She connes the Teicha Bayis. He's allowed to go in. And how do we read the pasuk now? Ve'o'ish. Do Shliach Bezdin. Va'asher atanoi sheboy. And or the loive.
And where's the and or?
Where's the and? It just says, Ve'o'ish asher atanoi sheboy.
So Ve'o'ish asher, meaning you can't compartmentalize Ve'o'ish. It's Ve'o'ish asher atanoi sheboy.
My friend, there's no question that the Pashat of Pshat in the Pasuk is as you have now uttered it and recited it. The Gemara holds a web, the word Ve'o'ish is Ibrik. Ibrik means it was superfluous, extra. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu throw that word in? It would have been enough to say, Chutz Tamoid, you Malva, stand outside. V'asher Ata, no Yishabai. the one that has the halva that is due the money, yoitzilech, what's your ish? Ah, the ish comes to tell you, not only the ashenoite boy guy, but also the ha'ish, meaning the shliach bezin, he's also allowed to go and take out something. Is that the pashup shot? No. But if you are concerned about that, you'll now have a further degree of concern in another 10 seconds. So in the meantime, what is the kasha now on Shmur? The kasha is very simple. It says, Malva, stay outside. But the ish, meaning the shliach bezin, and the asher tanoisha boy, both of them can go in and take out the chayf. It's not like Shmur. Shmur said, Menatik netuki amashkoin eloi. My love, shliach bezin, kill loive. They're just like the loive takes something out. The shliach bezin can take something out. Mamish directly against Shmuel. After more loy shliach bezin kim malve. Just the opposite. And now you really be concerned about this pshat, because the pasuk says again, v'chutz tamoid for ish esher atanoi shiboy. The Gemara is learning the pshat now, and I assume you're familiar with something called an esnachta. Esnachta typically is like a semicolon in the middle of the, a stop in the middle of a pasuk, make a short stop, and then you continue the second half.
Right.
So how do you normally learn? V'chutz tamoid, you malva, stay outside. And now a new thought. Says our Gemara, no, the way Shmuel's learning pshat is, b'chutz tamoid v'ish, you malva, stand outside. Standing outside in a hot day all by yourself is kind of boring.
So the ish is the malva?
No.
B'chutz
tamoid, you are the malva. V'ish is the shliach bezin. Now the shliach bezin is going to stand outside together with the malva, waiting for the loiva to bring out the avoita chutzah. What is the Malva and the Shliach Bezin going to do at that time? They're going to discuss the daf. Exactly, they're going to chaz the daf between themselves. Look at the top, Rashi. Lo Shliach Bezin ki Malva, hachi kama. V'chutz tamoid ata v'yo'ish shu Shliach Bezin. Stop, esnachta. V'asher ata noyshe boi, v'loi v'yoyti lecha savoy rechutza. Is that the poshe pshat in the posik? No. That's how Shmuel learns pshat. You asked before, why the Shmuel hold that way, that he cannot go into the house? Hefker bezin, hefker van, midraban. We're talking about minat Torah. What authority does the shliach bezin have? So Shmuel, his authority ends at the front door. He has no right to go inside. So what should he do? He should stand outside together with a malva, reviewing the daf.
And hopefully they'll be on the same page.
On the same page.
With the way you're cutting the... Right, that's the malva.
That's clear.
Okay, va'ish is the based in shaliach.
That's right.
Right, but then you can't just. But then if you continue asher atan noshe bo, who is meaning like?
That's the loiva. That's the loiva. That's
the
loiva. It's the loiva.
I know you're not happy. I told you, as upset as you were on the Amid Aleph.
No,
it's a malva zayichav shat. What can you do? But you see, I'm not making it up. You see, the Rashi says on the top.
This is solely Shmuel, or this is a consensus?
This is Shmuel and all those in Shmuel's yeshiva that followed suit in Haskening like Shmuel.
So aside from Shmuel and his academy,
yes.
Do the others also?
So far, everybody else that we have quoted has been on the attack against Shmuel. They have challenged the bona fides and the foundations of Shmuel's halach.
Reasoning. Okay.
Okay. Good. And we continue on. Toshima. It says in the pasuk in Chovol Tachbol Salmas Re'echom. If you go and take a chavolo, we said already a chavila on the Amud Aleph, that means taking a mashkin. What was the mashkin? Salmas Re'ech, the other person's clothing. Says the Braiser, who is this Chovol Tachbol guy? B'shliach bezin akosim medaber. Maybe it's from the malve. We already said now 8 times, 12 times, that the balchoy, meaning the malve, is not allowed to walk into the guy's house. So homani makayim. So what does it say? Im chovel tachpel salmas riecha ad boy hashemesh tishiven uloi. That if you took the other guy's salmas clothing, you have to go and give him back. Zoki imara. Look, the braisa b'shliach bezin akosim medaber. That if the shliach bezin went over the threshold into the other guy's house, and what did he take back as his chavila, as the mashkin salmas v'yachah? And boy, Hashem, he has to be able to go and give it back to him either day clothing for the day or night clothing at night, as we'll see mentioned further in the Gemara. But now this price is directly on point. And this price says, if he took the mashkin, I think more, the price said, maybe not. I told him, maybe we're talking about the Bachoy, the Malva. No, he's not allowed to go inside. He's got to stand outside. Her Balchoy Vomer. Mani Mekai Mechovo Tachva is talking about the Shliya Bezin. Also, the Shliya Bezin is allowed to go in and take all different types of items. Is a Bezoi, that's a direct kasha on Shmuel that says, you Shliya Bezin, stand outside, don't even knock on the door. Well, knock, he could probably knock, but don't go beyond the threshold of the other guy's house. What we would call this is a knockout kasha on Shmuel. Says, Yimora Tanoi, Shmuel is forced to say, Rabbi Sai, don't scream at me, don't challenge me. It's Machlokes Tanoi. Who is the other Tana that holds like Shmuel? Oh, the son, you have a braisa. Shliach Bezin Shibola Mashkinoi. Shliach Bezin wants to take a mashkin from the loive. Lo yikanes lebeisoi lemashkinoi. Don't go inside. Ela oime bachutz. The haloi. The loive moitzeli mashkin shinema bachutz tamoi vil ish. Oh. Who stands outside? Not only the Malve, but Ish also the Shliach Bezin. This is, of course, word for word, like Shmuel, that Shmuel said, the Shliach Bezin, lo yikones lebeisoi. He's got to be oyim bachutz, and bachutz he can be menatik natuchi, like we said in the Omer Aleph. He can grab an item, but don't go inside. Now we said it's a machlokes tanaim, but tani idach I have a second braisa. Balchoyv shebole mashkenoi, a balchoyv meaning the malda, he wants to take a mashken. Lo yikones lebeisel a mashkenoi, elo oyim bachutz. V'haloi nichnas umoitze le mashkoinoi. V'haloi meaning the loive goes in and brings out the mashken. Shenem bachutz tamoi. And ushliach bezin shebole mashkenoi. What about a shliach bezin? Harizeh nichnas lebeisel a mashkenoi. Okay, so we see clearly from the second price the shliach bezin is allowed to go in. So we have a machloikis, two prices. So to respond again to your question, Ariel, who holds like Shmuel? The Tana of the first brisa. That Tana says that just like the Malva cannot go in, Shliach Bezin also has to stay outside. Now that we've gone through that back and forth, we're now going to go a little bit further into Hilchos Mashkoinos. You're not allowed to go and remove from the house not only the Rechaim V'Rochev, that's the mill to go and grind the flour, but anything else that you need for Oichel Nefesh, Rashi says, we have a riboy from the end of the Pasuk, Ki Nefesh Hu Choyfel. Anything that is he needs for his existence, in other words, he has to have food.
Rechaim is part of the mill?
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the upper part, the bottom part.
Thank you.
The grinding stone, the Rechaim V'Rochev. One is the grinding stone, one is the base, or the cover to it, or whatever.
Like they did with the mud.
The mud they didn't have to grind. The mud was ready to eat.
No, actually they ground it.
They ground it? Okay.
Yeah, do you
have a picture of it?
Well,
they found it on the ground.
I found it on the ground, so it was well grounded.
It was well grounded. It was well grounded.
All right, anyway, so that's number one. Continuing on. Vinoy Samita, now this part of the Bryce is continuing on now to tell us that the Gemara is going to call it to Mesader Lebalchoyv. Mesader Lebalchoyv means in America you have something known as a homestead exemption, which means, if, for instance, in the state of Florida, that's why a lot of debtors run to the state of Florida. If Chas v'Shalom a person cannot pay his choyvis, they take him to a bezin, and then they the person is going to have to go and file for bankruptcy. He has no money, but there's certain things he's allowed to go and take for himself. He's allowed to go and keep a house. He's allowed to go and keep the fixtures in his house. He's probably allowed to take a car, I think $5,000 cash or something.
Okay.
Certain real basics so that he should be able to exist after. I think maybe twice. You should speak to a bankruptcy attorney. I'm just throwing that out as an example. That in even modern day law has similar concepts that you leave the debtor with something to be able to
sustain himself,
even if for a brief period of time. And if I'm not mistaken, in the Florida includes a house as well. But don't all move to Florida in a chas v'shalom because you have problems. Take care of his needs. Yeah. Anyway, continuing on, the noyis and mita umita. You allow for the debtor, that is for the loive, you give him two mitois. Now, on the surface, it sounds like one for himself, one for his wife. We'll see in a moment that's not the case. Who can ask what do you need two beds for? Okay, don't worry. And now you say mitu matza liyoshev. A matza is a form of bedspread. Or a mitu mapas la'ani. If you're talking about a poor guy, again, he also gets the two beds. But instead of getting a matza, which is a more expensive bedspread, a mapas is like a mat that you walk on, that you tread on. So, nebuch for the ani gets meager items. Loi, but only for him. Avloi li'ishtoi, v'loi l'bana, v'lim noisav. And again, what does he need two beds for? The Gemara is going to ask that momentarily. Yes, that's true. And therefore, if any one of the members...
for him and not for his wife?
Because she's a separate individual. She is not the debtor over here. He's the debtor. So vis-a-vis his debts, we allow him those...
Everything is... hold on, if they're in a marriage relationship, mm-hmm. her property is common with his. How could she have separate property?
You do not have to leave a separate mitzvah for her. She is not the debtor. She can go buy, sell, borrow, work, whatever.
She has
move out.
Personal credit line?
I don't know.
And there's no such order. There's no term for debtoress. There is not.
The Jewess.
Right.
Because I understand, I'm a serious question here. If everything a woman owns, a wife owns, belongs to her husband, how are we splitting now, suddenly saying she has personal items that are property separate from him that can't be attached?
She can earn wages. She can earn until
her
stuff and all these other things belongs to her. And her husband
gets next simulug, which the Karen belongs to her, and the payers belong to him. I've learned the issue with the bottom of the nice. Now, the way most of the Mefarshim learn, it's a Mechloikis, how to learn Pshat Nigmar, but most of the Mefarshim learn, we're not talking about over here Mashkoinois anymore, to go and take a Mashkin, but make sure you leave over the guy's bed and leave over a spread.
A bedspread.
A bedspread, correct. But rather, we're talking about after the day of reckoning comes. Like we had a Pshim Gamil in our Mishnah that said after 30 days, this mashkin business ends, now he has to go and put up the cash. What happens if he doesn't put in the cash? So then the bezin can take over and enforce against the film, the gleam of Dal Kafi, can take everything. That's why our mission, that's why the Bryce is saying is, even mit the gleam of Dal Kafi, don't interpret that too literally. You have to leave him something. So we're not talking now about mashkin. Some of them, unfortunately, we're talking about a mashkin. However, most of them, unfortunately, that we're now talking about the final accounting, that the loyve has to pay, he cannot pay, he has no funds, leave them at the very least, the mita, the matzah, etc. Continuing on, kederek shemesad le bal choyv, just like we are mesadah for a bal choyv, what we are talking about is that being mesadah, we arrange to leave some things for the bal choyv. Rashi says there's another girsa, instead of mesadrin, samach before the dalit, is a girsa of, instead of samach dalit reish, is a girsa of sin reish dalit, coming from the Russian of sorid upolit. Sorid upolit means that you leave over some remaining items. So instead of kishem shem misadin, it's keder shem misardin le balchayim. Just like we leave over some sorid upolit, some remaining items for the balchayim, same thing applies to hilchois erch. Now that's a grace of Pella. Pretty more klapi lights the other way around. Ikas sida bi erchin ksid. This idea of leaving behind items, that is an idea that says in Parsha of Erchin, from which we extrapolate to other parts of the Torah, but not that it says somewhere else, and we extrapolate it to Erchin. And where does it say in Erchin? So if you go to the Parsha of Erchin, we all know Erchin means to say, Erech Ploini Alai, and then depending on whether the person that you said the Ploini, whether it's a male or a female, and whether it's up to 6 months, or whether it's up to 10 years, whether it's up to 20 years or 60 years, the prices and the rates fluctuate. So Torah says you have to pay certain amounts. What happens if the person doesn't pay? And the gizbar knocks on the door. No, you got to pay. You said, Erech, ploy ni'ala, you owe me 50 shkolim. Ainly, ichobnish. Then the treasury is allowed to go and enforce by grabbing items from that person's home or from his bank accounts or whatever. But what happens, he only has altogether 50 shkolim to his name. So Torah says, v'herech oisei ha'koyin, means that we do an assessment of how much all of his items are worth and how much he has to his name. If you want to see the Lashon HaPasuk, You have it here on the page, on the next Omid, Kufi Dalit, but Aleph, it's Pasuk number 2. The Machumi Erkecha, he's too poor, he can't afford to pay the Erech. The middle of the Hakoyim, the Herechoy, the Hakoyim, he has to go and do a full appraisal and assessment. Alpia Shetasi, Gyara Noidi, Arichenu Hakoyim. And therefore, if he's not able to pay, the Moshul, the highest rate is the rate that you have to pay for a male until the age of 60, and then you have to go and pay 50 shkol. They can't afford 50 shkol. But the Bezin, not the Bezin, the Koyin that goes inside, and his appraisers, they come together and they say, this guy can afford to pay 25. So you leave him with 25, you take 25. And then, Mitch, we're going to see tomorrow that we learn from a Micha Micha, here it says Mach, here it says Mach. Micha Micha, the same thing applies, not only by Erchin, but also by Stam, Aloy the Stam about Choy. So, Frey Timore, how are you saying Kedesh Mesadim about Choy? Kach Mesadim about Erchin, it's the other way around. Kishem Mesadim about Erchin, Kach Mesadim about Choy. Says, well, you're right. Elaim, Kedesh Mesadim about Erchin, Kach Mesadim about Choy. The same concept and the same rules and regulations that apply to Erchin, that we're Mesadim, same thing applies to Aloy this way. Okay, so now we go over what we just learned in the Braisa. Omamar, Noisa Mita Mita Matzali Osha. Pray to Mar Mita Mita Umapitzli Matzli Ani. Pray to Malamar. What do you need the second Mita for? That a person needs one bed, I understand. What do you need two bed? Elay Malisha Ulabanov, Ulup Noisa, Hamris Loy Avaloy, Elisha Ulabanov Noisa. The Braisa says very clearly, only for him and not for anybody else.
What do we only for him? Only for him what?
Two beds. It says Mita or Mita. First Mita, Mita, one.
Two beds.
Please do me a favor. Go back to the Braisa. That's 10 lines before the wide lines. The noise of Mita, Umita, Umatzel, Yosh. Mita, Mita, Umatzel, Yoni. Semicolon. Who are these four? Loi. For him. Him means for the debtor. For the loi. Avaloi Liyashtar. Valoi Labana. Valoi Labnoisa. Any of the things we just spoke about, we're talking about his personal items. We're not talking about their personal life. That is not on the table. We're discussing him. Vis-a-vis him, we leave for him one meter, you leave for him a second meter, and either an expensive bedspread or a lousy mat. The question is, since we're trying to minimize the possessions that we're going to leave with the loiva, to be able to maximize whatever you can to assist the malvin being able to get back his money, what do you give him? Two beds. Would be lechayr enough to give him one bed. That's the Gemara's kashya. And don't tell me the second bed is for his wife or for his kids. Because the Braisa says, no! Loyli Ishta. Loyli Ishta. Good.
As it says, Loyli Ishta means it's not in the Cheshbon.
That's not in the Cheshbon. El, Idi, the Idi, Lidi, Dei, Taka, both for him. It's a title, Hamali. What does he need? So, Bechad, the Ochal Allah, Bechad, the Zogir Allah. Zogal. One is for eating, and one is for sleeping. Now, many of you will recall, at the Seder night, what is the fourth of the Manishtana questions? Misubin means that you're lying down, which means in the good old days people wouldn't go and eat on it on chairs like we eat today. They would go and lie down on a bed of sorts. Yeah, I remember
a little couch,
like a mini couch. My grandfather's brother Brucha. I remember when we went to the Seder in his house. My grandmother, Lashon, put together four chairs, one next to each other, put on it a beautiful white linen bedspread, a bed sheet, and then my grandfather, when it came time for eating, he would go and lean on the four beds, on the four chairs, put his legs up as if he was going to sleep, because he wasn't going to go to sleep, he would go and put up his hand, whatever, and he would go and eat as if he had a bed. So it was a real a saber type of situation. So now you're going to say to yourself, okay, I understand that you need a bed for eating. Why don't you use the same bed for eating for sleeping, right? One bed, one size fits all. The same bed you're using for sleeping, use for eating. Or eating or sleeping. So to my kiddush Shmuel. For this, now we have to come on to medical reasons like Shmuel. The Omer Shmuel, Shmuel it was a famous doctor, called Miliadana Asusai. I know remedies to go and remedy Chas V'Sholem any type of sickness or illness. The Barbani class, except for the next three, it helps, it doesn't help. Man, number one of the three. Man di ochel ahina marira aliberetna. Aliberetna literally means on an empty heart. Here it really means on an empty stomach. Whoever eats ahina, Rashi says, that means a tamra, that means a date. Barira, a bitter date. I'm empty stomach. I don't have any, apparently they didn't have Tums or Pepto Bismol. I have no remedy for that. Uman di osar misna de kisna retiva acharze. Osar means to go and tie. A misna means like a girdle or a belt. The kisna made out of flax. Retiva, which is moist. Acharze, on his waist, on his loins. If you go and tie your loins with a wet belt directly on your skin, apparently this can make a rash, and he has no creams to solve the problem. But that those two are irrelevant to us. What's relevant to us is Uman di ochel mehama, someone who eats bread. Some of the word bread is laftafka, person who eats a meal. Feloi mazgi arbor garmidi, and he goes directly to sleep without even walking around for amas. Meaning, when you after you finish eating, for it to settle, at the very least, get up from the table and walk to the bedroom and then go to sleep. But don't fall asleep at the table. Of course, that never happens to anybody, especially Friday nights, when it's a late Friday. Anyway, when late Shabbos. But when you finish eating, get up and take a walk. That's the reason why you have to give him 2 meters. Because when you give him 1 meter, there'll be no incentive for him to get up and go to the other one. He only has one. How many meters do you have to walk? You have to walk 4 amas, which is 8 feet. You figure out in how many meters.
That belt.
Yeah.
There's no Rashi commentary.
Rashi relies on your own intuition. Rashi. Okay, very good. I got it. All right. So with that, we understand now the 2 meters: one for eating, one for sleeping. Right. Toni Tanakam Eid Rav Nachman. He taught the following brisa. One of the Talmidim Rav Nachman repeated the following brisa. So he told him, I don't understand what you're talking about. At the end of the Mishnah, we had Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said that when the 30 days are over, you go and sell the mashkoinois, even if it's the car and the machresha. You sell everything. That being the case, if you're going to go and sell everything, Sidurim Mitzarinlay, there's a psa'inyan of being Masada to keep from Amita Metamita. You see that he even sell the car, even sell the Machresh. Frank Timara, Mimas Vanlinalay. Where does it say in the Mishnah that you go and sell everything? For Tanan, quite to the contrary. It says Machzer Sakar Belayla. There's a Machresh Beyoim. So Ibazoi, it says that you do have to go be Masada. That even pre liquidation of his estate, you have to go and give him a car and mita machresha. What are you telling me? You sell everything? So to what Tana Gribshim Galil, Tana Kamei. Ah, when this Tana, meaning the Talmud of Rabbi Nachman, was repeating this Braisa, he didn't start off the Braisa. Tanya, Kedar Shemesadim, Be'erchen Kachmasadim, Balchoy. But he started off the Braisa, Tana Gribshim Gamliel, Gribshim Gamliel Oimer, Yishim Shemesadim, Be'erchen Kachmasadim, Balchoy. Now I have a kasha, Rav Shem Galil and Rav Shem Gamliel. Hasna Rav Nachman, Vohi Kamalei, Hashel Rav Shem Gamliel. It says in our Mishnah, Zvunim is Ovin and Lei. You're telling me in the Brisa, Zvunim is Adrin and Lei. Did not our Mishnah, Rav Shem Gamliel, I'm Afli Atzmai, Einem Machse, Elach Loi Shem Yoim, Mikan Veilach Moichrum Bebez. You sell everything, even the karm with the Machreisha. And therefore the Gemara assumes, and the Mita, and the Mita, and the Matzah, and everything else. And therefore that was his kasha. How do you say in the Brisa Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Misadrin? I see from our Mishnah, no Misadrin. Right, Yomara. Umimaitachi ka'omar Rav Shimon Gamliel zvunin legamri ka'omar. Tell me, hochi ka'omar. Maybe when it says in our Mishnah that Rav Shimon Gamliel said that you can sell even the karam achresha, it doesn't mean a permanent sale of all the items that he has. Tell me, hochi ka'omar. Ashloi shimyoim hoder lei the einay. Up to 30 days, you give him back the exact items that he gave, that you keep on giving back and forth during those 30 days. After the 30 days are over, what does that mean? So Rashi explains us, we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, that if that person has more expensive items and he is able to live with cheaper items, we're going to go and take his item, sell it, and buy from the proceeds a cheaper item, and then use the differential to go and pay off the chayv. So in modern day terminology, if this person goes in a fancy schmancy
Lexus.
The Lexus is no longer fancy.
Tesla.
That Tesla. Oh, he has a Tesla. Then he goes, you don't have a Tesla. You can go and grab the Tesla, sell it, buy him roller skates, and take one of them. Roller skates, mamish, but you go and buy from him.
A bicycle,
okay. Or some other smaller means of transportation. So maybe that's what Reb Shimon Gamliel means in the Mishnah, and therefore even he agrees to Misadrin. You can't just go and sell all of the items and liquidate. You have to have a conscience, a cheshbon, exactly. So tomorrow, Isal Kedait Isal Reb Shimon Gamliel High Svara Lekemidi Loi Chazilei. If you're talking about Reb Shimon Gamliel, there is no such item that he cannot use in its current state. The Tesla, for instance. The Omer Abai, Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Shimon, Reb Shmuel, Reb Akiva, Kul Tzvilu, Kol Yisrael Benim Malachanei. All Klal Yisrael are considered to be part of royalty. And so therefore, any item that they own, you have to give it to them and not take it away. Mm-hmm. What do you mean? So the Omer gives us four examples. Reb Shimon Gamliel, of course, is our Tana here. Did not. When it comes Shabbos Kodesh, we know there are a lot of things which are muktzah. Two items which are muktzah are luf. Rashi says luf means it's a form of bean. The second time I did it. Luf is min kidneys. I'm sorry. Luf is a min kidneys. And einan ruy lemachal kishuhu chai. You cannot go and eat these types of beans when they are raw. I don't know of many beans that you can eat which are raw, but maybe the beans that we get nowadays in the plastics, maybe they've been processed and they've been dried out or whatever. Apparently there are a lot of raw beans that you could chew on, like bubble gum or whatever. But luf is a minkitius that is so hard, mm-hmm. a normal person cannot go and chew it mm-hmm. when it is raw. And same thing applies, of course, to the chardel. We're not talking about chardel that you take out of the tube or out of the bottle. We're talking about
mustard seeds.
Mustard seeds. Good. So if you have those on your table, then they have a din of muktzah. Why? Because you have no use for them. They're not usable on Shabbos Kodesh. Why? When they should machali orvim. Orvim are ravens. Like you had yesterday on the back of your shirt, right? And they should machali orvim because orvim eat luf. Yeah, but who owns an oire?
Right.
Says Rashi. Look at the first white line. The orvim. The Yisrael b'nei malachim. In other words, apparently in the castles or the mansions
in Saudi Arabia, they use falcons.
Falcons, okay.
They use falcons for hunting, so it's similar.
Okay. So apparently kings would go and raise orvim in their homes, in their households, and when people would see them, they would be raving about them. I can't believe it. Oh, they'd be raving. Anyway, so therefore, since Kol Yisrael b'nei malachim, and luf is a machal orvim, it's not muktzah, even though I don't own an orvim. But since I could theoretically buy an orvim and own it...
It doesn't make sense, though, because if you don't have an orvim from Ben HaShemashas, then when does muktzah attach? Ben HaShemashas.
Yeah.
If mm-hmm. I have an orvim mm-hmm. in my castle, good. Ben HaShemashas, or I'm, you know...
You're asking Allah and Hilchah Shabbos. Our Gemara is telling us now a principle that Yisrael b'nei malachim.
Okay.
Can we certainly derive that from that? Okay. So Misach Shabbos Merchem will deal with the Shabbos considerations. We have another. Now Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, of course, is not Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Did not. Again, another Mishnah. B'nei malachim sochen shemen verid al gavi gamaseim b'Shabbos shein dark shekein darkan losach b'chayim. What happens if a person has some sort of bruise and he wants to smear on it some sort of ointment? As a medicine. As you know, you're not allowed to go and take medicines on Shabbos, unless, of course, it's Pikuach Nefesh. This apparently was not a Pikuach Nefesh situation, and so therefore, the reason why you're smearing on the medicine is because as a remedy, no, you're not allowed to do that. So Shemen Verit was considered to be a nice medical Shemen. Don't put on your Makkah for Shabbos, Kishin Dark and Lossam Chol, because that's what you would have done Sunday through Friday. In other words, you'd use it as a medicine. You can't use medicines in Shabbos. What's the reason why he can't use medicine? Shabbos, Zayda Shema is going to come, Yitzchak Samamanim. He might go and take certain ingredients and grind them up and use it as an ointment or to drink it or whatever. But anyway, you can't take medicines on Shabbos, as we all know, unless it's because of fish.
Well, it says they are allowed to. Shabbos, b'nei v'sakin sakin shemen v'eradal gavu makaseh. They do it on Shabbos.
Who are we talking about?
The Tanan. You're right.
B'nei malachim. B'nei malachim sakin shemen v'eradal gavu makaseh. Shemen darke losa mechal.
And Roshimun extends it to all b'nei Israel.
Shemen oimer call yourself b'nei malachim. So you're right. What I should have done is made a short hakama that a regular individual, according to Tanakama, cannot do it because it's medical. But the malachim are allowed to do it because they do that all the time. So they do it not for medical reasons. They do it because to enhance it. For the Gdula, yeah.
They want the Nobel Prize.
Nobel Prize, yeah. They want really noble. They want a Nobel Prize, so they go and shmir. Very good. Okay, so that's Reb Shimon. Says, not only the malachim, and anybody can go and shmir these things because everybody has the right to do it throughout the week, and everybody, we're all nobility. Right. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiv, the sign we have a bris. I show you. No, you shouldn't buy elev zut. V'lovish itzla bas meyamana. Mavshit and oisim imenu. Mavish and oisim itzla haruilai. What does this mean? He had outstanding a choiv of 1,000 zut. A lot of money. However, he had a levush which was worth meyamana. How much is a mana? A mana is
100 zut.
Very good. What happens if you have 100 mana? If you have 100 times 100, 10,000. To pay you off this choiv of 1,000, he's wearing a fancy shminzi beged, which is worth 10,000. Says the Tanakama, mafshit onayis imenu, you take it off him, or mafshit onayis itzler uyeloi, and give him a
shmata,
or at least something that is within his normal class category, worth twice, 100 zuz, 50 zuz, whatever. Why? And then we're going to go and subtract. We're going to go and sell the 10,000. We're going to get 10,000, pay you off 1,000. He'll get 9,000 back as change. No. It's still up. Any Yidin Klal Yisrael is entitled to wear such a fancy shmancy beggar because we're all the Nei Malachim Heim. So this is the point that the Gemara made, that these four Grois Tzaraim, who's the one that brought this, over Abaya, these four. Okay, so now, this was fascinating. We got off a little bit sidetracked. What does it have to do with us? We're saying, according to Reb Shimon Gamliel, perhaps when it says in the Mishnah that you're allowed to go and sell it after 30 days, it doesn't mean to sell it in its entirety. What it means is to go and sell it, but use the proceeds to buy a cheaper version, instead of the Lexus or the Tesla to go and buy a bicycle, etc., and be masavit. Said the Gemara, is no such thing. Reb Shimon Gamliel is one of these four that holds Kol Yisrael b'nei Malachim. If he owns a Tesla, he deserves a Tesla. He's ra'oi to go and drive the Tesla. You have no right to take it away from him. So what is this misardin? That's the reason why Reb Nachman was asking Nakasha on his Tana, on his Talmud, how are you telling me the name Reb Shimon Gamliel misardin? Reb Shimon Gamliel says on the Mishnah, you sell it. That was his kasha.
Is that consistent with maintaining someone who's been wealthy, who things have gone down in the way?
No, let's wait for that for a moment. Let's wait for that as well. Right, the malamayin is all kadait in the ikar. The yohivlei, my the chazilei, umizmaninon. Let's go back to the original havamina. Yahavamina was that you take the items that he was holding until now as a mashkin, go and sell them, go and give him back the cheaper item, the cheaper version, and take the differential in the money and pay you off the malgo with that. Frey Timara. My disalkadai to make current according to the Havamina. That Reb Shimon Gamliel is not one of those four that holds that call you so many malachime. And therefore, the Yodle might have chazilei, that you would give him whatever is ro'oi for his status. Must be he might loy chazilei, and you take the extras that he doesn't need, and you. He doesn't need. He thinks he needs it. But that we bezin feel he does not need, and sell it. It's Mishpon Makar Vekesis chazilei, the Beni Beni. When it comes to Makar Vekesis, I can see that you can have idias, bainus, and ziburias. You can go into a bed store that they go and sell all types of bed items and linens, and you can go and get
and 150 bed count for all the other Grayson Miles.
I'm telling you,
yeah, exactly. Right. Anyway, so you can go and buy silk linen, which is worth $100 a sheet, and then you can go and get regular linen, which is not linen, which is made out of polyester. You buy it for $2 a sheet. That I can understand. That you go and sell it and give him the cheaper item. What are you going to do with a plow? A plow is a plow is a plow. You're going to go and sell a plow and buy him another plow. I mean, he needs a plow.
You can beat it into plow shares.
It's talking about, for instance, if he had a silver plow.
Who would he have a silver plow?
I don't know if Igmar means literally a silver plow. It could be that it has a designer label on the bottom. It's Kalman Klein. Or Kalman Klein's plow. Anyway, so that's the point, that there must be a cheaper version. If there is no cheaper version, there isn't. However, if there's a more expensive machreish, there's a cheaper one, you got to sell the more expensive one and take back and buy him a cheaper one and then take the money and pay off the mouth. Frankly, more masculine of Choga. Says the Malvi, you know, I was a nice guy. I gave him a loan. Who says that I have to go and supply him with tzedakah? If that's the only item he has is machreisha, I'll take it. If the only thing he has is karvikesis, I'll take it. The guy's going to be left with nothing. Who said that I'm mechuyev and misadrin? Go and have bezemi misadrin for him and let the gabbai tzedakah go and collect funds. Amalei Abaye, Ibra, you're wrong. Alei karami, the Torah puts a special chiyev on him. How do I know? Mishum shenema shtayin pusik. Ulechati et tzedakah. What did it say, ulechati et tzedakah? You go back to item number one, or pusik number one of the Torah, Ora Shalem. Hashiv toshiv loy esu avoit. Give him back the mashkin. Kivoy Hashemesh. Vishacha b'salmosei uverecheka. Why? Ulechati et tzedakah. That's part of the mitzvah in giving a loan. The initial part is lending the money. But the next part is that if and when you want to collect on your loan to be able to pay off the loan, remember, tzedakah comes first. You got to go and give tzedakah. Even though, why on me? L'chati and tzedakah, Torah says that it's on incumbent on him. Stop over here.
Question.
That's a wonderful place to stop.